It is time for our biblical worldview question of the week. Mm-hmm. And so we're joined this morning by Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away. And, you know, it's an interesting topic that we have today because there's so many people who are focused on end times and eschatology and just trying to figure out, is this the end? Are we in that time frame? And I believe, you know, ultimately, yeah, we are in the last days, but we are not in the final last days. No indications really of that. So could the COVID-19 vaccine be the mark of the beast? Good morning to you, Nancy.
Well, good morning. And yes, we are in crazy times. I would say definitely birth pangs, but you don't know when God is going to move forward with his plan for the future. But yeah, this is a question, believe it or not, that people in the church are concerned about. Yeah. And I will just say, isn't it interesting how just a few months ago, the world was praying for a vaccine that would put an end to the horrific virus. I mean, this is a very serious world condition that we're in. And now that we have a few of them, actually, I think another one is just coming out, that hopefully millions of people will be kept from suffering and dying from this. I mean, seems to me we should be celebrating this, but as you were talking earlier, we've got a cranky culture going on, and not everybody is celebrating, and many are skeptical that the vaccine will cause more harm than good. And I think not only in this question, they lack information, biblical information, but I think medical information, scientific information about this COVID vaccine. So, yeah, but it's a question that we're going to delve into. That's for sure.
All right.
Well, and I think it's a great question to delve into because everybody's got an opinion about it, right?
Yeah. You know, we all have reasons for the choices as to whether or not we're going to take the vaccine. You know, and the thing is, so many people are praying that they will have the opportunity to have it. So there's just such a split, again, among people. I have had the vaccine, and no, I have not grown another eye or whatever, but and I'm thrilled that I was able to get it. Others have said no to it. Health workers, some of them have said no to it, which is fine if it's their choice. However, what is not fine are those who are telling people that the vaccine shot is a mark of the beast. And if they take it, they're going to lose their salvation. Let me just answer this question real quick. In no way does the Bible support such a claim, because there's absolutely, absolutely no link between a vaccine, salvation, and the mark of the beast. There, it just is not there.
Well, then, Nancy, where is the confusion coming from? Because there's so many different sources out there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where all these philosophies come from. I don't know. I think people get scared and they're not reading the scriptures properly, and they believe anything anyone says. But the mark of the beast is found in Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Okay. And it says this: also, it causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay, this is well into the tribulation. This is long after the church has been raptured. Let me just start by saying that. It could not be referring, the Mark of the Beast could not be referring to the vaccine for a lot of reasons. Revelation 3:10, which it's interesting, when I first became a Christian, just because I'm so weird, I read Genesis and then I read Exodus or Revelation. I just kind of wanted to see where all this was going. And I came across Revelation 3:10, and it was so comforting to me. I read it to you now. It says this: because you have kept my word about patient endurance. And really, this is so important to read this. I'm going to mention it in a minute here also. Patient endurance. We have to be patient during these times. Yes. The rapture is coming. Christ is returning for the church. We have to be patient as we wait, is what he's saying here. I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole earth to try those who dwell on the earth. We, as believers, are not of this world. We are passing through. We're hanging out here for a while, and we're passing through. Our home is going to be heaven eternally with God because we believe. And again, we must patiently endure life on earth until that happens. You know, another thought is, we know the beast is an individual who will be possessed by Satan, and, you know, as a world leader, but he is going to be the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist is a proclaiming to be God, as Satan, we know, tempted Jesus to become God. And keep in mind, in the Garden of Eden, he tempted Adam and Eve. They too could be as God. So we're not seeing anything new or different here. But Satan is not into tricking people to follow them by taking a vaccine, I'm telling you. He wants people to worship him as God. And people during that time are willfully going to deny the one true God, and they are going to embrace the Antichrist as God and receive the mark of the beast. It will be willful obedience to Satan, is what that is. There's no trickery here. And I think 2 Thessalonians 2:1 through 4, just go there, read this. And it says, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him. So there it is. He's talking about the rapture here. We ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. So he's saying, listen, there are a lot of rumors out there. Don't listen to them. This is good for us to go through today. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first. The man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming to be God. And that's going to happen in Israel, you know, when the Antichrist steps in there and he says, I am God. We're not there. We simply are not there. And as you see from what we've read in the scriptures, this has nothing to do with a vaccine. Jesus has made it very clear that if you're a follower of Jesus, you're sealed in him. You know, Steve, you're reading Ephesians 1. That might be a good thing for, you know, for people to go back and read. It's so assuring that we're sealed.
Yeah.
We're loved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nobody's going to snatch you away. This isn't trickery that God's going to allow, for sure.
Absolutely not. Well, we're going to take a very brief break, and we're going to come back and continue this discussion on whether or not could the COVID-19 vaccine be a mark of the beast.
They'll start your morning with Jesus, conversation, and calls. It's Mornings with Kelly and Steve. Call or text them now at 800-969-9467.
Nancy, how do we know that we have protection from the mark of the beast?
as you choose to have a vaccine, we can choose the way we think. We can choose what we put into our minds. And the idea is, look what heaven has to offer us when we put our faith in the one true God. Look, Jesus claimed to be God, and then he proved it. Unlike Satan, he proved it by dying for our sins and being resurrected again to life. We too will be resurrected to life when we die. And that's what should be giving us peace in the midst of chaos and the hope of going home, our home in heaven, and living forever, eternally with Jesus. Again, where there's no COVID, there's no vaccine for anything, we don't need it. There's no sadness or loneliness or pain or suffering or death or, there's nothing like that. We need to be focused where we need to focus. And with all the people out there that don't know Jesus, they need to know, look, there's a way that could keep you from the fear that you have. And it's trusting in Jesus. It's going to Ephesians and reading that book. It's going to the book of John and reading. You know, John 10:10 says the thief comes only to kill, to steal and kill and destroy. There you go. That's what Satan wants. Why on earth would we give him an ear? When God says in that same verse, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. That's what's waiting for the Christian. And we can choose where we want to put our focus. And we've just got to understand that God has this under control. And in John 14:1-6, it's wonderful advice to all of us. Listen to this. Let not your hearts be troubled. There it is again. Look, the world's a mess. It's going to seem, as you just mentioned, that God is silent. He's not. He's not silent. He's working. He's working. The Holy Spirit in you is working to give you this peace. Believe in God, John says here. Believe also in me, in my Father's house. There are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself. Where I am, may you be also. And you know the way to where I am going. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Wow. The gospel. There it is.
Yeah.
And to answer the question, no, it's not a mark of the beast. This vaccine, I believe, is the answer to prayer, some grace that God has given us. Are there people that might struggle with it? I don't know. Probably. But I know one thing. I had it. There was no chip in there. there was nothing. It's a shot that you barely know you're getting, and it's done. Feeling a little fatigued afterward? Yeah, a little bit. But is it worth it? Yes, it is, and I'm grateful for it. But please, Christians, go to the scripture, read what it says, give people hope, not fear, because God is calling us to be light and not those that go out and cause confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is obviously something that people hold different theories on. They have different sources. There are different beliefs, but ultimately, we have got to, as we say in our scripture today, and you pointed back out too, you know, the hope of Christ in Ephesians 1 that we talk about, that we have the hope which he has called us to. And we know that he is desiring good for his people. And so, you know, in turn, yes, will we achieve and reach end times? Yes, that is, it's already written. We know that it will come. We don't know when, but it will come, but it doesn't There's, as you said, no correlation. It is not scripturally found. It is not biblically supported in any way. And so that is where we stand to refute those types of, that misinformation.
There you go. So go have a donut and a hot cup of coffee and enjoy your day.